بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإني مرات الخوف من بعدها نشوزا أو إعراضا فلا جناح عليهما أن يصلحا بينهما صلحا والصلح خير وأحضرت الأنفس الشح وإن تحسنوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. The ayat before this, Allah again reverted to the matters of the woman, especially their share in inheritance, that is fixed, undoubtedly they're going to get a share, though it was very fixed in the mind, hearts and souls of the people before Islam, that women don't get any share, neither the children. But Allah Ta'ala confirmed that law remains forever, that women and children will also inherit. Then further now, and that was just a revision of the original law that Allah Ta'ala had made, and that it still remains on its place, and it will remain so till the day of Qiyamah. Now in this ayah, Allah explains further about matrimonial matters, matters involving women, and that is when there is a dispute between husband and wife. With regard to that, Allah Ta'ala gives guidance here. وَإِنِ مُرَاتٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا. اور اگر کوئی عورت درے اپنے خاوند کے, if her wife has fears, and this fears come in her with regard to her husband, نُشُوزًا او اعراضًا, لرنے سے یا جیب پھر جانے سے, whether the husband is going to be fighting with her or his heart is no more upon her. When those occasions come, when the wife understands and sees from clear signs, my husband is not interested in me, my husband wants to get married again, my husband wants to leave me, he wants to give me talaq, and now there is a difference in their relationship. So in that case, what should be done? فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. تو دونوں پر کے دونوں پر کے کر لے آپس میں کسی طرح صلح, تو کچھ گناہ نہیں ہے. And so if they arrange a settlement between themselves, then there is no guna in that. For example, the wife is not so pretty, or she is gone old, or she is not cooking well, or whatever reason it may be. So she says that, all right, I won't take my expenses anymore from you. Or if he wants to get married, all the nights were mine, now I don't mind, some nights you can go to the other wife. In other words, she gives in from her side. And the husband on his side, he also gives in. He also considers her, that she has been looking after me all this year, cooking for me, looking after me, so I cannot neglect her. As though my heart is not gone, or my heart may be gone of her, but I can't forget all the favors and the years that we have shared together. So in that way, whichever way, they can make a settlement between them. That is what the Quran Sharif encourages. And clearly, explicitly, Quran Sharif says, وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٌ, or سُلْحُ خُبْ چِيزَ. And to make a settlement rather than a divorce and a separation, a settlement is much, much more better. In whichever way a reasonable settlement can come, which applies evenly to both parties, and both are happy, and the settlement is much better. In here is a clear indication that we should not follow our desires. The husband wants to get married again, the husband wants to divorce his wife, etc. And the wife also demanding and making claims of her rights. Those are what we have got. But what Allah says, that make a settlement, settlement is better. So it is an indication that go for the settlement. Don't go for what you desire. Don't follow your nafs and your desires, but follow what Allah Ta'ala says. Allah knows everything better for today, tomorrow, and forever after. All conditions in every way, Allah knows better. And Allah Ta'ala informs of a great in its inward, inside condition of mankind, وَحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسَ الشُّحُ, اور دونوں کے سامنے موجود ہے حفظ, and both husband and wife, all people in the very nature of the human being, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has put greed and stinginess. Everyone by nature, he has got greed in him, he wants everything of the best. And stinginess, he doesn't want to give off anything. So that is the case with the wife also and the husband. And if those qualities overpower them, then there can be no settlement between them. But if they control themselves, and that is what is Allah wa Ta'ala is encouraging here, don't follow that natural sentiment, that natural desires which are within you, that you have greed, you want your bread buttered both sides, you want the best of everything, and you are stingy, you don't want to give away any of your rights, you don't want to give away anything. So in that case, there will be no settlement. So that is the natural nature. Yeah, again the Quran Sharif says, come above that and swallow what Allah wants you to do. Allah wants you to forego your rights, some of your rights, forego them. Allah wants you to make a settlement. Don't follow your greed and your pride and your stinginess. And then Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, اور اگر تم نیکی کرو اور پرہیزگاری کرو, and if both the husband and the wife, all of you, if you do good deeds and you have taqwa, the fear of Allah, and you keep that in mind, that is what is essential. Not what our desires are, what our nafs tells us, not what people may be instigating us with, but we do good to one another. Husband is good to wife, wife is good to husband. As Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, when the couple become old and now they don't have really any desire in one another, then the husband should think that this lady, all my years, 30, 40, 50 years, she has been serving me, it's only right I must look after her now. And the wife thinks this husband of mine, for 20, 30, 40 years, he has been tolerating me, I must be good to him. So they should be good to one another. Wattaqu, and observe the commandments of Allah. Taqwa. That is, don't follow your greed which you have in you. Don't follow your stinginess which you have in you. Don't follow your desires, but follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And if you do so, you think Allah Ta'ala bima ta'amaluna khabiran. So Allah ko tumhare sab kaamon ki khabar hai. Then Allah knows all what you are doing. And accordingly, He is going to reward you or punish you. If you follow your nafs and your desires, you will see bad days in your life in future. And if you follow the commandments of Allah, you will see good and happy days. Allah will make your worldly life a life of enjoyment and pleasure. You will have peace of mind, contentment of heart, if you give preference to the commands of Allah over your own desires and your nafs. That is the end in this dunya. And for all that good that you have done, you will get the reward here in dunya, which is a small reward. But the real big reward you will get in akhirah, that Allah Ta'ala will reward you. And that reward means that Allah will give you of the great ni'mat of Jannah, a beautiful Jannah with all its food and all its fruit and all the water features, the gardens, the mansion, the beautiful temples, Hurul Ain of Jannah, all that in return, Allah will give you that. And also remember that your dunya things which you are chasing after are just imaginable, are temporary, and are very inferior in quality. And if the akhirat, if you make that your maqsad, and in reality the akhirat is for everlasting, And the Akhirat is much more superior. All the namats of Jannah are such that all the namats of this dunya put together cannot compare to the lowest namat of Jannah. So keep your vision clear. Keep your eyes on the Akhirat. Keep your eyes on pleasing Allah and attaining Jannah. Don't rush after the temporary dunya of your lust and desire of getting married again, of fighting with your wife and causing a commotion in the house all the time. Control that and follow the commands of Allah. What a beautiful prescription the Quran Sharif has given, and we as the believers in the Quran and the readers of the Quran, it is necessary for us to bring this in our lives. If we do so, only goodness for us. Otherwise the consequences, as we read before, we will suffer the consequences. May Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.